This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The drought means things are going to get more expensive at the supermarket before long, which is going to hurt consumers and quite possibly supermarkets' profits, too, which is the last thing they need. Safeway reported a 16% drop in earnings this morning. One more sign, analysts say, that conventional supermarkets have lost their way. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark has more.
To all the Clash fans in the house, you may love this or you may hate it, but
I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily.
Turns out the song pretty much gets it right, according to Phil Lempert. He's a supermarket industry guru at supermarketguru.com.
It's my theme song. And frankly, you know, a lot of consumers feel that they are lost in the supermarket. You know, a square box at about 40 to 50,000 square foot containing anywhere between 40 and 50,000 items. Frankly, it's a dinosaur. It's an old model.
Squeezed by a lot of new models. Cute or fancy experience stores like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's on the higher end. On the lower end, you've got dollar stores, Walmart, and Target shaking up the grocery business too. Michael Kira researches the grocery industry for Morningstar Investments. He says selling food isn't the main focus for those giant discount retailers, so they can dangle super low prices like bait on a mousetrap.
You have these competitors that really don't want to make a lot of money on food. They just want you to come in their stores and hopefully buy something else, a flat screen or whatever.
One more way conventional supermarkets differ from their new counterparts?
A lot of the traditional supermarkets have union labor in their stores. Whole Foods doesn't.
And neither does Walmart or Target. So these new models often have lower labor costs and can pay lower wages. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.